When I was a kid, grown-ups always asked, "What will you be when you grow up?" Years later, I never expected to have to change my answer to disappointed. It's painful to realize that you're living in a time of abundance and opportunity, and none of it's falling in your lap. Regardless of how much you study and work, living the dream and being part of a better world still feels unreachable. I get it. Money's tight. You can't afford to buy your own home, and the rental you can afford is too small and bloody expensive for what it is. You feel powerless. To make matters worse, you know there's an imbalance inherent in the system, and all you see is the rich getting rich and the poor poorer. Now, I already know you dream about a better, more fulfilling future. But if truth be told, I'm going to assume that that hasn't materialized. And the honest reason behind why you're stuck where you are is your life is probably just about okay. Sure, you're frustrated, but your circumstances don't frustrate you enough to motivate you to get up and change anything, do they? You need to understand that this society, employers and leaders have this ingenious way of squeezing you all the way to frustration, but leaving life tolerable enough that you remain compliant and follow the rules. Your compliance makes sure you show up and continue to grease the wheels of their machine. They don't care whether you hate your job or not, as long as you show up and grind. As a reward for your graft, you get a weekend off and plenty of coping mechanisms to avoid facing the reality of your life. You busy yourself with hobbies, entertainment, sports. You also numb yourself with obsessions, distractions, sex, alcohol, drugs. You take your pick, or just add one to this list. Now, because you've been given sufficient mental and physical sustenance to scrape by, you've subconsciously chosen to accept your position and take the tiny dose of pain and frustration every single day. So here's the thing. This is a pandemic, a virus that robs you of your potential. Being okay is not okay. You need to become allergic to mediocrity. You can have a better life and achieve those goals you shy away from. You can influence a better society with leaders and fairer working conditions, but this will be the result of you and others like you making better decisions. This is nothing new. This is how society has changed in the past. We've just forgotten how often small groups of thoughtful, committed citizens have changed the world. And the only thing necessary for evil to triumph in this world is for good men to do nothing. That's why I wrote this book, The Big Choice, to give you real help without filling your heads with all the bullshit, fakery, cliche, snake oil and platitudes that have saturated your feed.